This may please the court. I'm Kent Anderson with the Federal Defender's Office of the Central District of Illinois, representing the appellant Nathan Clanton. This case, Mr. Clanton pled guilty to distributing at least 5 grams of crack cocaine, and the district court sentenced him to 212 months in prison. The government has conceded that resentencing is appropriate under Kimbrough. In addition, in this case, Mr. Clanton was sentenced as a career offender under the guidelines. One of his two qualifying prior convictions was a battery that was classified as a misdemeanor, but which, due to the Wisconsin habitual criminality recidivism enhancement, carried a sentence of over a year in prison, which this court has found is appropriate. However, the Supreme Court has pending in United States v. Rodriguez.
Has that case been heard?
I'm not sure. I know it hasn't been decided, and I obviously have no idea when between now and the end of June it will be. But because that will determine in the Armed Career Criminal Act context whether considering the recidivism enhancement is what courts should do, if the court decides that that's not appropriate, it would effectively overrule this court's cases saying that not only in that context but also in the career offender context, that's how you determine if it's a felony or not. Therefore, I suggest this court wait until the Supreme Court issues its decision in Rodriguez before deciding this case, since that will ultimately determine the issue of the career offender guideline and enhancement.
Does your office have any more of these crack cocaine cases pending?
Yes, I couldn't tell you the number. I mean, we've got several, but I don't know the number. Some of them are pending before this court, and some of them are still yet to be argued.
We have some, I think, that have been argued and probably close to being decided, so we'll see. It may not be in these cases.
Right. Now, of course, this one, the crack guideline, was raised below. We have both ones where it was raised below and ones where it wasn't, so it's under the plain error standard. And certainly think that if it was raised below, a full remand is appropriate. I've argued in another case, after Judge Posner suggested at an oral argument, that a limited remand such as Palladino would be appropriate when it is under plain error because it wasn't raised below.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Mr. O'Shea, you have anything else you want to add to this?
Well, I think the tricky part in this case is it's a little bit different, I think, than a lot of the Kimbrough cases that the court will see, because most of those, of course, are going to be under 2D1.1. In this one, of course, Mr. Clanton was a career offender. And the court might reasonably wonder, why would the government think that a Kimbrough remand is appropriate in light of a career offender case? And in this government's position is just for this case, I want to make quite clear. But 2D1.1 is not the only spot in the guidelines where crack cocaine offenders are treated differently and more harshly than powder cocaine offenders. 2D1.1, of course, is the one we all think of, but the career offender guideline, 4B1.1, does as well. And like 2D1.1, the disparity is based upon a difference in the statutory maximum between the powder and crack cocaine. Now, when Mr. Clanton was sentenced, 2D1.1 treated the crack cocaine offenders 100 times more harshly than a powder cocaine, and that's 2D1.1. But we can't ignore the fact that that the career offender guideline, as applied to Mr. Clanton, is less dramatic, less stark than 2D1.1, but still significant, because under the guidelines, Mr. Clanton received a sentence at least 62 months higher than he would have received as a career offender at the top of the powder cocaine guideline. Okay, does that make sense? So as a powder career offender, the top he would have received is 150 months, and as we know, Mr. Clanton received a sentence 62 months higher at 212. Now the court, the district court, expressed a very dim view of crack cocaine offenders in general and Mr. Clanton in particular. But as the court alluded to, in each of the three cases this morning, the district court referred to established case law, and in this case sentenced stated he was sentencing Mr. Clanton under that established case law. And as we've previously discussed, and the court is well aware, Kimbrough rejected part of that established case law, the Jointer Miller-Hankton line of cases, that said that a district court could not reject the crack cocaine guidelines wholesale. Now, I believe the district court felt that the crack cocaine guidelines had it just about right, and perhaps on a limited remand, the court would tell us that again. But still, I just wanted to clarify something that wasn't in the briefs, of course, because Kimbrough came down later, and why the government took the view that a Kimbrough remand might be appropriate, even in this case where it was a career offender case. If there are no other questions or any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Otherwise, I will.
Well, you're saying the career offender makes the distinction between powder and crack, and it's significantly higher. I don't know how it affects this particular sentence.
Well, it causes it to be to if the career offender guideline is based upon Section 944. Of course, it says, "Hey, look, Congress has directed sentencing guidelines. We want you to set these guidelines at or near the statutory maxima." And of course, the statutory maxima for crack cocaine offenses is higher than that for powder cocaine offenses. So that's how I think Kimbrough still affects his case. Did I answer
your
question?
Yeah, well, court? I guess so. I haven't studied the sentence and how it's calculated, but that is the difference that still comes in. The crack issue comes in, and I guess Kimbrough would come in even under the career offender, you think?
Right. And it's only two levels, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's two levels. But career offender, remember, you're all the way at the end in level six. And, of course, two levels in level six is a lot bigger deal than two levels in career criminal history category one. So it does wind up to be at least 62 months, 5 years of a guy's life. Now, he's a pretty rough guy. I read over his criminal history this weekend. It wasn't my case, so I read it this weekend. He's a pretty rough guy, and maybe he deserves that long of a sentence, but I think a limited remand so the court can articulate its reasons post-Kimbrough is appropriate.
Thank you. Mr. Anderson, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No.
Thank you very much. Thanks to both counsel. We move to the